but it's so bad. My car was stuck in the mud for about like 15 minutes this morning, and so I was spending time getting out of that because we live on a someone else's property, and there's just like a little gravel driveway. But my wife always parks there because she's always home before me, so she takes priority parking. And so I usually park off to the side. And with all the rain we've been getting, it's my wheels sunk a little bit into the ground. So I had to play some Jenga, for lack of a better word.
And take it back. Take back what I said.
Automotive Jenga.
Pretty much. It was garbage.
It's time to drop the puck on the sports trivia face-off. That's right. You've downloaded season 2, episode 21 of the sports trivia face-off. I am here with Sam and Marcus. We will get to them in a second. Aaron is off this week, so we are here with question writer extraordinaire Ryan. Ryan, how are you this morning?
Apart from currently nursing a cold and having to get my car out of the mud this morning, I've been doing remarkably well. How are you, Brent?
I am fantastic. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final is tomorrow night. The Blues are in it for the first time in 49 years. It still seems really surreal to me, and hopefully it'll sink in sometime around August or September. We are here with Sam and Marcus. Sam, would you introduce yourself to our listening audience, please?
Sure. I am Sam Mitchell from Jacksonville, Florida. Diehard Jaguars fan. And that's pretty much it here in Jacksonville. That's all we got. And the jumbo shrimp. So we're feeling good.
You said that about the Jacksonville Jaguars. I recently started binge watching The Good Place.
Oh yeah. Bortles.
Yep. Blake Bortles.
So when we had a run to the AFC Championship 2 years ago, they brought him to all the games. He was on the sideline. So,
oh really?
Living his best life. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And Marcus, how are you, sir? Please reacquaint yourself with our audience.
I want to start off by saying, remember me, everyone. I said the Mariners are 13-2 and the best team in baseball. That's not true anymore. Because welcome to baseball hell. Because we're here, and I'm repping them, and yeah, still struggling. But
he does have his Mariners cap and shirt. He is a fan.
That looks like a bit of a reworked logo of the Mariners cap. Did they change? Is that their still their? Is that the primary
their spring
cap now?
Training this year.
Which
I wish they would go to. I like this hat.
I do like that.
But on a related note, Miles Jack, Bellevue High School here in Washington, alum, he was not out of bounds. Tom Brady, you cheating ass bitch. He paid the refs. He was not out of bounds. The Jaguars should have gone to the Super Bowl.
I agree. I also take blame for that because I was looking up flights to Minnesota during that play. And
you can't do that.
You can't do that.
That's like two outs in the bottom of the ninth saying, hey, man, you're real close to a no-hitter.
Yeah, I know. No.
During the third round of the playoffs, my wife, and this was when the Blues were up 3-1 or 3-2, and she said, now when the Blues, and I was just stopped right there, if. So... yeah, I understand the whole jinx thing. Yeah.
You made it. They're there.
That's right. Now that we know our contestants, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Sam, I am going to give you the opportunity to call the flip of the coin from my Google Home device, which is the only thing I use it for. Would you like heads or tails?
I'm going with heads.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
You got heads.
Heads it is. So, Sam, you have the option in the first period. Marcus, you will have whatever Sam chooses not to do in the second period, and whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Sam, your categories to choose to play or pass are Saturday Night Fever, What a Bunch of Corporate Shills, or Io Sono Low Sport.
I will defer.
Marcus, you have your choice of those categories.
You would. Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever. These are five questions about sports in the late 1970s.
Okay.
Number one, winning in 1978. What was the only NFC team to win a Super Bowl in the 70s?
I'm going to say a wrong answer, and I'm going to say the Philadelphia Eagles.
It is not the Philadelphia Eagles, Sam.
Oh.
Their fans would have been much quieter over the years if they had one.
let's be real. No, they wouldn't.
That was a plot twist. I did not think you were going to say that. I'll go with the Cowboys.
It is the Cowboys.
I talked myself out of the wrong answer.
That's fine. They also won in 1972. Number two, playing with the San Diego Padres in his 17th season, what pitcher recorded his 3,000th strikeout in 1978?
Something popped in my brain. I know he was a Mariner when he recorded his 300th win, and I don't know why this triggered, so hopefully it's right. I'm going to say Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord Perry is the correct answer. Well done.
Nice.
For 10 points. Number three. What tall white guy in the Western Conference was the NBA MVP for the 1977-78 season?
If I'm remembering correctly, the worst play-by-play guy in the history of all things, Bill Walton.
Bill Walton and noted Grateful Deadhead.
Oh my Bill gosh. Walton. Guys, I am a huge Washington Husky fan. And he does Pac-12 almost exclusively. It is mind-bending how bad he is. And poor Dave Pasch that gets paired with him constantly. That guy is a saint because working with that guy must be a nightmare.
I'm going to date myself here, but that sounds like Steve Stone having to work with Harry Carey in his late years.
Oh, God.
By the way, Bill Walton led the Trailblazers to a league best 58-24 record, but they were ousted in the first round of the playoffs by the conference winning Seattle Supersonics.
Marcus is dancing for the record.
Let the record show that Marcus is doing a happy dance. Number four.
Few and far between.
For the first time since All-Star Games began, the NHL did not have one in 1979. Instead opting for the Challenge Cup, in which the U.S. played what country in a series of three games that it eventually lost 2-1?
Now, there are two educated guesses that pops in my head, but I don't know them for sure. So, since we have two, I'm going to challenge.
Sam, you have been challenged.
I think they talk about this in that movie, the USSR.
USSR Soviet Union is correct for a 15-point fended off challenge.
I was going to call the movie Glory, then I realized it was Miracle. Very
right.
One about hockey and the other about the Civil War.
Let's be real, Glory's better.
Last time I checked, it has an Oscar-winning Denzel in it, so of course it is.
And Matthew Broderick with a bad mustache.
Oh, God.
And, the worst. And by the way, since we're talking about Learned League, did you get my St. Louis Blues question correct, Ryan?
I got it from the music portion of it, but the sports one helped key me in.
Yes.
I nailed it. I had that question on Trivial Warfare and nailed it. So
number five. Donna Capone, Geraldine Brits, Amy Alcott, and Nancy Lopez were among the notable names in what sport for the year 1979?
This would have been a better use of my challenge because, like I said, two educated guesses, and one of them was the right answer on the last one. I'm going to say U.S. soccer.
U.S. soccer is incorrect. Sam?
Wrong. I'll go gymnastics.
Gymnastics is also incorrect. Those ladies were all on the LPGA golf tour.
Nancy Lopez was the like all-time money winner for ages until I think someone like Annika Sorenstam just started becoming super dominant in the late 90s, early aughts.
She also married Mets third baseman Ray Knight.
That I did not know.
There's a name from the past for you. Sam, we are to you. You have to choose between What a Bunch of Corporate Shills or Io Sono Low Sport.
I have no idea what that last one is, so we'll Corporate Shrills.
What a Bunch of Corporate Shills. Five questions about athletes and advertising. Okay. Number one, using his speed as a comparison for the company's assets, what man became the face of Hertz rental cars in a 1975 ad campaign as he ran through airport terminals?
The juice is loose. That would be O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson is correct. Whatever happened to him after
football? He didn't do it.
I never heard from him much.
He didn't do it.
Oh, no, he just has...
He's still looking for the killer.
That book, If I Did It.
Yeah.
Completely.
I didn't do it, but if I did...
Yeah.
This is how I would do it, yes. Number two, in 2012, what athlete purchased 21 Papa John's pizza stores in Colorado just 2 weeks before the state legalized cannabis?
That would be Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is correct. He sold his stakes in all the stores in 2018.
Yeah, they didn't have any bad advertising.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man.
Number three, Stephen Tulloch of the Detroit Lions and Lamar Houston of the Chicago Bears both suffered season-ending ACL injuries in 2014 after sacking division rival Aaron Rodgers and then proceeding to do what?
Jump in celebration?
That is incorrect. Marcus?
I remember the Lamar Houston one specifically, and I'm thinking by dancing.
Dancing is incorrect. Rodgers made the move famous in his State Farm ads. It was the discount double check.
I was going to say that. That didn't make sense to me.
They hopped up, and then as they landed, they put the belt over them, and it tore their ACLs for good.
Dramatica is what we call that.
Oh, poor Bill.
Really poor Bill? Come on.
No. Everyone knows Martine was the cool one.
Contain yourself. Yeah, exactly. He had some... juicy hair, like I'm talking like when I think of Jerry curls, I think of juicy. He had some juicy hair. There was drip coming off of that hair.
Kansas State alum Martine Gramatica.
Damn right.
Number four, consistently ranked as one of the two highest earning drivers since 2004, what NASCAR driver has advertised for things as diverse as bowling balls, a pet safety harness, vending machine cheeseburgers, and headache powder?
I'll go with Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart is incorrect. Marcus?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson's also incorrect. The answer is Dale Jr.
Damn it!
Dale Earnhardt Jr. And number five, a charming little 2012 commercial for Turkish Airlines saw an NBA star and an international soccer star vie for the attention of a starstruck boy aboard an airplane. Name either of these two non-Turkish superstars.
I'll go with Beckham.
Beckham is incorrect. Marcus?
I'll say Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, you guys were all over it. The answers were Kobe Bryant or Lionel Messi.
It's a super cute little commercial. I'll post it in the episode comment and group when it comes out. But it's precious.
Please do. That takes us to the first intermission category. These are about NFL Hall of Fame members' nicknames. I'm going to give you the name of an NFL Hall of Famer, and you need to give us the famous nickname. Number one, Earl Lambeau. Number two, Dick Lane. Number three, Harold Grange. And number four, Alphonse Lehmans. While these guys think about NFL Hall of Fame nicknames, I'm going to give you a Hall of Fame promo.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
We are back with the answers for the first intermission question. Let's start with Sam. What is the nickname of Earl Lambeau?
Curly.
And Marcus?
Also had Curly.
Curly is the correct answer. 5 points to each of you. Number two, Dick Lane. Marcus?
This would be Dick Night Train Lane.
And Sam?
I just wrote Trickle.
Well, 0 points for the game, but you get 5 style points for that answer. I have to admire that one. Number three, Harold Grange. Sam?
Oh, this is terrible. I wrote Da Nasty.
And Marcus?
I appreciate you saying that because you'll realize it in a minute. This is Harold Red Grange.
Red Grange is correct for another 5 points for Marcus. And Marcus, number four, Alphonse Lehmans.
This one, I felt really good. When you said this category, I was like, yeah, here we go. And then, of course, you come through with one that nothing. So I put Nasty.
And Sam?
I thought this was a race.
That is incorrect. His name is Alphonse Tuffy Lehmans.
Not to be confused with his brother, Alfonso Lehman, which That's is right. who Sam is thinking of.
After the first intermission, we've got a tight game. Sam has 45, Marcus has 35, and I turn it over to the third best co-host in the world, Ryan Clefcorn Myers.
That's me! Hi, folks. Your second period categories are going to be as follows. We're going to start with Don't Leave Me This Way, Down With Capitalism, and Everyone's Favorite Headline Hero. This is it Marcus's? No, it's not. It's Sam's choice. Yes. This is Sam's choice. What category would you like?
This sucks. I'll go with Capitalism.
Down with capitalism. These are 5 questions about sports in the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C. Question number one. The Washington Capitals were bested in 7 games in the first round of this year's NHL playoffs by what squad?
The Penguins?
The Penguins are incorrect, Marcus.
The Bruins?
The Bruins are incorrect. Those would be the Carolina Hurricanes.
I was going to say that.
Penguins is an excellent guess, though, because this is like the first year ever that the Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins did not end up meeting in the playoffs somehow.
The Penguins knocked out the Lightning, right? Is that right?
Columbus knocked out the Lightning. Penguins got knocked out by the Islanders.
I got you.
Question two. What famous little brother is the current head coach for the Washington NFL team? I'll need a first name, too, for the record.
It's Jay Gruden.
Jay Gruden is correct for 10 points.
I was like, it starts with a J. It starts with the oh, that's it.
It's like Homer J. Simpson.
Yeah. That's exactly where I was going.
Rooting against you. I don't know if you can tell.
Let's move on to question number 3 in Down with Capitalism. Between Patrick Ewing's induction in 2008 and Allen Iverson's in 2016, what two NBA big men both attended Georgetown and were inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2014 and 2015.
I am going to have to pass. I would guess, but I don't want to give away my answer.
All right, Sam has passed over to Marcus.
It is Alonzo Mourning and Dikembe Mutombo.
Those are the exact 2 correct answers for a 5-point rebound. Alonzo Mourning and Dikembe Mutombo.
I couldn't figure out where Dikembe went to school. That's what...
I'd like to point out I was distracted again because Danica Patrick was on screen.
I can turn left better than you, Danica Patrick.
Marcus, it appears your video has frozen, but your audio is fine, so perfect. I just wanted to point that out to you.
I noticed it too. I was like, audio's working.
It's a flattering angle, so don't worry.
It is. You look pensive.
Handsome as ever.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's go on to question 4. Joe Boyd, a long-suffering fan of the Washington Senators, is the main character in what Broadway musical?
I'll challenge that one.
Marcus, you have been challenged.
Son of a... Okay, all right.
I was trying to read your face, Marcus, but...
Well, yeah.
You look really pensive.
Yeah.
Okay, Broadway musical. I know a few, but none of them have anything to do with baseball. Damn it. I'm just going to say South Pacific.
South Pacific is incorrect. That is 10 points over to Sam. This is the Broadway musical that has nothing to do with anything except baseball. That would be 1956's Damn Yankees.
When you said damn it, I thought maybe you were on the right track.
that I wish I had pulled that if I said damn it. Oh, wait. Oh, no. No idea.
And we're going to end down with capitalism with question number 5 for Sam. What 33-year-old non-American was the DC United team MVP for the 2018 season?
I'll just stick with Beckham, even though I'm pretty sure he's too old to be in the league.
David Beckham is incorrect. Marcus?
I'm going to go with a lucky Jackson.
Jackson is incorrect. The correct answer is Wayne Rooney.
Oh, it dawned on me after.
I didn't know he played in the MLS. That's good.
The MLS is basically the European Retirement League.
Yeah no, 100%.
All right, that was Down with Capitalism. We are over to Marcus. Would you prefer to have Don't Leave Me This Way, do, or everyone's favorite headline hero?
Can I have neither of them? Can I get a couple of new categories?
You know what? How about next period?
Don't Leave Me This Way.
Don't Leave Me This Way. Man, I'm on a roll. These are 5 questions about sports franchise relocations.
I figured as much.
Oh, man.
So, let's go to question 1. Democratic Senator Stuart Symington threatened antitrust legislation when Charles O. Finley broke a then-recently signed lease and had public bonds already issued to build Kauffman Stadium. This caused Finley to move this MLB franchise to what city in 1968?
Kansas City.
Kansas City is incorrect. Over to Sam.
F&A.
It would help to know who Finley was. 68? I'll go with the Twins.
The Twins are incorrect. Kauffman Stadium is in Kansas City, but they had to move the Athletics to Oakland. The AL granted Kansas City a new expansion franchise, the gotcha. Current Royals, in 1969 because of the debacle.
You said Kauffman, and my mind went blank. I said yep. Kansas City. I basically stopped listening.
Question 2. What team was the subject of the first NBA relocation of the new millennium?
Okay, of the new millennium. Would that be Vancouver to Memphis?
The Grizzlies is correct. They did that in 2001, and the following year, the Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans.
Let's not talk about any more relocations, because I might get triggered.
the next 3 questions are over Howard Schultz. I'm sorry.
Oh, I could go for days. You would have podcast content gold. Let Marcus rant about Howard Schultz. And that coward Clay Bennett and that
You know what?
Coward...
I need to get you and Matt from Triviality on here because Matt has worked for Starbucks for a long time and you guys can rant about Howard Schultz for 2 completely different reasons.
Yes, I would love that. Matt, big fan. Let's rant about Howard Schultz and what a effing turd he is.
That would make me so happy. Moving on, let's go to question number 3. In 1960, the NFL's Cardinals moved to St. Louis from what other city?
Speaking of Matt and the Triviality dudes, Chicago.
Chicago is correct for 10 points. Moving on to question number 4. What U.S. city lost both of its NHL teams to Canadian relocation?
So I'm actually fairly decent at NHL relocation, but the same city... I'm going to say Atlanta.
Atlanta is correct for 10 points. In 1980, the Atlanta Flames moved to Calgary, and in 2011, the Atlanta Thrashers moved to Winnipeg to become the now current Jets.
The new Jets. New Jet City.
New. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. One of the best movie insults of all time.
Such a good movie.
All right, let's go to the end of Don't Leave Me This Way with question number 5. What team took an odd year off of the MLS? The franchise moved to Texas in 2006 to become the Houston Dynamo, leaving the team colors, records, logo, championships, and everything behind, before Lou Wolf picked up an option for the team and reinstated them with the team's previous history for the 2008 season.
Oh, gosh. Fire.
The Chicago Fire are incorrect. Sam?
That was one of my guesses. I was going to go with the Revolution.
The New England Revolution is incorrect. Your correct answer are the San Jose Earthquakes. Mm. And if you're big on owners and everything, the one clue in there that may have helped you was Lou Wolf, because he's the owner of the Athletics. Mm. So it's nearby. So Marcus picks up 30 in that round, which means the current scores, Marcus with 70, Sam with 65. I know, it's very close. And this takes us to the second intermission. Gentlemen, I would like you to please name the five Olympic host cities whose names begin with the letter A, the first letter of the alphabet. And while you ponder those Olympic host cities, here is something for the listeners at home, work, or in your car to listen to.
Just a quick reminder to support us at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff so we can continue to offer great sports trivia.
You should definitely donate money because it helps us with things. I'm bad at this.
You're right. You are. Yeah. Sorry.
Gentlemen, we are back from intermission. Sam, what cities do you have?
I have Atlanta, Athens, Albertville, then I'm hoping the whole province of Alberta hosted it, and then Angeles, comma, Los.
You leading articles. All right, Marcus, what did you have?
I had Atlanta, Athens, which is the one that came to me when I went, ooh! And that's it. I've got nothing else because my brain's not working.
Your correct answer is hosting the first modern Olympics in 1896, then once again in 2004, was Athens. Hosting in 1920, the Belgian city of Antwerp. Yeah. In 1928, Amsterdam. In 1992, Albertville in France. And in 1996, Atlanta. So Sam picks up 15, Marcus picks up 10. That brings us to an even 80 heading into the third period.
Let's go! Woo!
This is too intense for me right now, so I'm going to hand this next period over to Brent.
Well, this won't be any fun at all, will it?
Oh, absolutely not, because these are the least inspired category names I have ever come up with. At least the first two.
Well, we need to flip a coin to decide to see who goes first. So you've called the last flip of the coin, Sam. So, Marcus, I'm going to let you call this flip of the coin.
Say heads.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
It's heads.
Marcus, you get to go first.
Ooh!
In the third period. Your categories are a third category about disco, a third category about hippies, or let's get down to business.
Gimme disco. Let's go.
Gimme disco. These are five questions about sports figures with the initials BG. Oh, you said uninspired. I kind of like this one.
Oh, boy. Not what I expected. God damn it.
A third category about disco. Five questions about sports figures with the initials BG. Number one. In addition to playing one of the prisoners in the remake of The Longest Yard, what former pro wrestler found success as a color commentator for the Pride Fighting Championship circuit?
Bill Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg is the correct BG we were looking for on that one. There's football and MMA, which is enough to qualify this as
No, stop. It's a wrestling question, Brent. Get over it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I talked about a football movie and fighting. It's there.
Yeah. Number two. In a trade that surprised many, where did the Clippers send Blake Griffin that involved five other players and two future draft picks?
The proud owner of my favorite alternate of all time. That would be the teal That would be the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit Pistons is correct again. You're 2 for 2 on BGs. Number 3, what 2004 draft pick out of UConn is the only rookie to have ever won the NBA Sixth Man of the Year award?
Got it. Okay. By the way, I resisted doing like a Barry Gibb really high pitched right there when you said that. It's a little early in the morning for that, but this is Ben Gordon.
Ben Gordon is correct. You are 3 for 3. No jinx intended.
Yeah. Why would you intend jinx? Be a dick move.
Why would I do such a thing? I am a fine, upstanding member
you
of the
are.
Podcast community.
You are. Rondale Moore for Heisman. Let's go.
That's right. Number 4. What is the name of Bryant Gumbel's acclaimed HBO show that has been on air since 1995?
Oh my God. I know this. Real Talk with Bryant Gumbel?
That is incorrect, Sam.
I think it's Real Time with Bryant Gumbel.
Oh. No.
That is also incorrect. It is Real Sports.
Son of a bitch. Real Talk. What am I talking
about? Real Time is the Bill Maher show on HBO.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Real Talk. That was stupid as hell. All right. Damn it.
Number 5. Despite his love of never smiling and throwing frequent brushback pitches to cocky batters, what man only ever hit 102 batters in his career?
Bill Green. Can't think of the thing that I'm thinking of.
Not a correct answer, Sam.
I have no idea, but I feel like all pitchers are named Brent, so I'm going to go with Brett. I'm looking at Brent. Brett Garcia, the infamous pitcher.
Everyone yes. Knows. Oh,
Brett Garcia is incorrect. It was the Hall of Famer Bob Gibson.
No. Wow.
And actually, I have heard from a guy who used to be an usher at the old Busch Stadium way back in the day. Gibson was a noted practical joker on days he didn't pitch. It was on days that he pitched that he was locked in and Mr. Serious, and you just didn't mess with him.
Well, yeah, he'd throw a baseball at you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's apparently really good.
I mean, he's no Brett Garcia, but
this is true.
Yeah, well, my favorite Brett Garcia story is that he only hit the batters.
He faced 102 batters and hit them all.
It was a really, really short but very influential career.
Yeah. He's infamous, I told you.
Beanball Brett, they called him. Sam, we are to you. You have to choose between a third category about hippies or Let's Get Down to Business.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I've been on a trend with capitalism and the corporate shills. So I will go with Let's Get Down to Business. Is that what it was?
Let's Get Down to Business. Yeah. These are 5 questions about athletes' business ventures.
Okay, cool.
Sound more excited.
No.
Number 1, since its introduction in 1994, Spectrum Brands has sold over 100 million units of what item that is named after, endorsed by Jackie Chan in Asian markets?
The George Foreman grill.
The George Foreman grill is absolutely correct. Well done. For 10 points. Number 2, in 2017, Michael Jordan became a minority owner of what National League East team?
Oh, the Marlins.
The Marlins is correct.
Woo!
Good guess for 10 points.
like...
Number 3, what is the name of the skateboard company owned by Tony Hawk?
Oh, it's there's like a pun with his name. I don't know if this is a chip brand or a skateboard brand, but Bird's Eye?
Bird's Eye is incorrect, Marcus.
Birdman.
Birdman is also incorrect. It is Birdhouse Skateboards. Once again, you guys were all over it, but couldn't get there.
I saw it on Real Time with
this episode of Real Talk with Bryant Gumbel, brought to you by Birdman.
Hey, you know what?
Chris Anderson.
Our first guest tonight is Brett Garcia.
Yeah, exactly.
Number four, though he grew up in Saskatchewan, what basketball player who has been retired since 2015 has been a co-owner of the Vancouver Whitecaps MLS team since their induction into the league in 2011?
I think it's Steve Nash.
That is Steve Nash.
Another 10 point. Until he lit the torch at the Olympic Games. That's when I found out he was Olympic or Canadian.
Number five. With the motto, "We know hustle," what long-retired baseballer has a namesake bar and grill found on the Strip in Las Vegas that Ryan once got really drunk at before going and getting even drunker on a club crawl?
Brett Garcia spent a lot of time there. It's Pete Rose.
Pete Rose is correct. You did very well in that category, getting 4 out of 5. Where our score right now is 120 for Sam, 110 for Marcus. The shootout is going to decide it. We're going to hear how the shootout works, and then we're going to hear from Ryan about the questions. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of 3 questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all 3 questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all 3 questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
All right, so the shootout works by you guys standing back-to-back and then taking 10 paces in opposite directions. All right.
With rubber bands.
I gotta be honest, in a life and death situation, I would probably cheat. I'd do like 8.
take 10 James Harden steps.
Yeah. Wait, well, I mean, that could be super quick or super long. Who knows?
That's right. Just turn around immediately.
What's a travel? Is traveling something that happens in basketball? Because I can't tell anymore.
Oh, hey, there's a shootout to do.
Oh, yeah, what?
Talk about Aaron being here to rein everyone in. Your first shootout value is the total number of Olympic medals won by Hungary so far.
What?
Your next one, the number of years old Aaron's hero and NHL commissioner Gary Bettman is. And your last one is the number of career Major League Baseball hits for Derek Jeter. And while these gentlemen try to ponder these numbers, here's something to listen to.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
We are back into the final round of the shootout. The first number I wanted you guys to try to nail down was the total number of Olympic medals won by Hungary so far. Marcus, what was your guess?
69.
Hey, and Sam?
Ooh, I went a little higher. Now I'm nervous. 217.
217. The correct answer is 498.
Jesus.
They're really good at swimming.
Okay.
So
not
Marcus,
a great start.
Marcus was off by 429. Sam was off by 281. Cool. Your next one. The number of years old Gary Bettman is. Sam, what was your guess?
I said 68. I missed an opportunity there.
68. And Marcus?
You don't know how tempting it was to write that number down 2 times in a row. I put 66.
66. The correct answer is 66.
Ooh. Oh, wow. And I did not know that. That's amazing. Let's go.
Sam is off by 2, which is usually good enough. But Marcus got that spot on.
This is so nerve-wracking.
Well, that's okay. We had last week somebody be over a billion off and they still won that category.
Oh god, that shit was hilarious. I listened to that in the car the other day and
it was hilarious. That was amazing.
All right, it's all coming down to this last one. The number of career MLB hits for Derek Jeter. Marcus, what'd you say?
Oh boy. I said 3,122.
And Sam?
No, you didn't write the same number down.
I'm very close. I said 3,117.
Oh, my God. The correct answer is 3,465.
Oh, my God.
So, Marcus is off by 343. What? Sam off by 348. Wow. That means Marcus wins the shootout and picks up 20 points, which means the final score is Marcus 130, Sam 120.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's really the first time that a player has taken the lead and won on the shootout.
Holy shit. That was
impressive.
Such a good game. And you know what? I guarantee you were thinking the same thing I was. I was like, I know it happened late. Yeah. Peter played for a long time, but I know it happened like in his last couple seasons. So I was it couldn't be that many over 3,000. Yep. Same exact thought process. Five off. Holy.
That's hilarious. Well, guys, that was one of the most entertaining games I think we've had in the history of Sports Trivia Face Off.
Yes.
That was back and forth. And a lot of laughs along the way. So I appreciate you guys taking your time on a Sunday morning. Marcus, is there anything you'd like to say in closing, bud?
Yes. Man, what a great game. Sam, that was amazing. That was so much fun. Yes, I would like to say something. Guys, I've said it before. I love football. It's what my passion in life is coaching. Football is as safe as it's ever been, as it's going to be. It is a contact sport. I believe in it. I love it. Keep playing football. Please and thank you.
All righty. And Sam?
As a non-football player, I continue to urge people to play football. How about that?
Yeah, there we go. Love it.
Support Marcus. Continue to play football.
That's right.
Alrighty, so for Sam and Marcus and Ryan, I am Brent. We will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
I haven't got to laugh that hard at a category title since I did the one about curiosity about cat teams getting killed.
Oh, well, then you should have been there to laugh about how many times I had to edit I Really F***ing Love Cheese or whatever you called that one. It was a nightmare to edit, man.
How?
I had to drop my little bleep file in all over the place.
I am just really proud of Brent. He sent me a message yesterday, and when he is editing and looking at all the wavelengths, I guess, and when he's seeing everybody talk, he can now identify the word just based on the way that it looks.
Yes. If I hear it, I can go to the wave file and zoom in, and I can hear it. I can see a little flatter piece of the line where the f is, and then I know that's the key in where I need to start bleeping. Yeah.
That is hilarious.
Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, Aaron.